Hey guys, it's Autumn Rain, and welcome back to a new episode of Beyond the Record. And today I have rising R&B artist, entrepreneur, Sunit. So how are you doing today, Sunit?
Hey, I'm so happy to be here. I'm doing great.
Thank you. I'm so happy you're here too. So we're going to get right started and like talk about how you got started in music. So when did you fall in love with music?
I started singing in the choir when I was 5 at church. So I think it just like comes from like my family playing music and stuff all the time, listening to music in a car with my mom and playing CDs in the house and stuff like that. And, of course, church. So
yeah, no, I love that. Church is like a lot. I love hearing that church is like a starting point for artists still, you know?
Yes.
Because sometimes it's a lost connection, I feel like, sometimes.
You got to know where your gift came from.
But right.
Church used to be fun. Like, we had children's choir, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Or joining the adult choir. So, yeah, that's how I started.
Yeah, I love that. How would you describe your own music in 3 words?
Oh, I would say traditional, definitely traditional R&B, sensual, and soulful.
Well, I can definitely see that. I think too, like you're very like experimental, I feel like, with your music in a way, at least like you, I feel like you have different vibes. We'll definitely talk about some of your releases that you had this year. They were all like different, I feel like.
Thank you. Yeah,
you're welcome. So what are some songs that you would start off a first time listener, like what are some, like what's an introduction track to Sunit from your own discography?
Oh wow. I think I usually start people off with the birthday song because it's always somebody's birthday, so that's my introduction. What else do I start off with? Maybe Give Love to Me. That's a song from my very first album. That's a good intro to like learn my sound and what I sound like. Mm-hmm. And what else would I say? Oh, my latest EP, Automatic, that released last year. I would say Breakfast in the Morning. Those would be like my 3 songs that I say, okay, let's start off with those to ease into, to introduce myself to someone who doesn't know my music.
I love Breakfast in the Morning. Such a good song. Who, if any, are some artists that you say that your sound is influenced from?
I love Monica. So definitely some Monica. Sierra. Oh, I want to meet Sierra. I really do. I would love to make music with her. And who else would I say? I love Mary J. Blige. She gets it. She gets it. I would say those are like a few women that I'm inspired by, but I love so many.
Yeah, no, those are really good. Those are really good ones. They're all literally legends. So talented, literally.
I love how like they cater to like the women, like they really like speak for us and to us. So yeah, definitely
pour into us for sure. There's like, I feel like a Mary J. Blige song for like every occasion.
Everything, a coming of age, like, you know, going through the emotions, relationships, thriving, picking yourself back up. Yeah, she got it all covered.
Yeah, for sure. She's definitely one of my favorites too. I want to go like deeper into your background before we start talking about like all the music that you released this year so far. But I thought it was so cool that you're a Howard graduate and you did public relations. So why did you pick Howard and why did you pick to major in PR?
I knew I wanted to go to Howard when I was in 8th grade. I went on a tour and I also went on a HBCU tour when I was in high school. So it's just like, it kept calling me. Mm. And got like to the campus I visited so many other schools, but like when my feet hit Howard, I was like, this is home. Like, this is exactly where I want to be. I know I'm supposed to be here. I bought sweaters and stuff. I was claiming Howard early, like on my wall, on my mirror. Like, it's just something that I look to. I really manifested it. Mm-hmm. And I would not stop until I got it. So I always wanted to go to Howard, and I am a proud, proud Bison. I love my school so much, my alma mater, and I'm excited for homecoming.
Oh, I feel like Howard has such like a beautiful, like rich history and everything. And like not having gone to an HBCU, I feel like there is a little FOMO there. So when I see you guys at homecoming, I'm just like, well, I've had like some, I said like my, what's it called? Like, I don't know. I just feel like it's just like such a cool and like, I feel like very like different experience than like, you know, yeah. If you went to like some regular like college. Absolutely. And stuff like that for being Black and stuff.
Absolutely. Cause you know, being at an HBCU, like you're not the minority.
Yeah.
Beautiful experience about it, you know? Mm-hmm. And so many different like Black people. Like you just learn so much about us in so many different ways. But as a for my major, I actually started off as a jazz vocal major.
Oh wow.
Music first when I first got there, and then I transitioned to public relations. And that was fun. It helped a lot with my career. So I'm actually glad that I was able to, you know, go and change directions, pivot into that field. Both were cool experiences, though. I think I just was like, I don't want to study music. You know what? I don't have discipline and capacity right now. Like, campus was, I was having a ball, to say the least. Like, yeah, I got to change my major. This is getting crazy. it was definitely an experience. Being in fine arts is totally different from all the other schools. Like, mm-hmm. Serious, you got to be serious about your craft. Like, they want to be in there rehearsing. You, no days off. So I think that was like my first experience as a freshman. And then I kind of just felt like, I'm like, I didn't want to be graded for music.
Mm-hmm.
I was just like, no, I'm going to have to pivot and learn something else. And then I ran into somebody that was studying PR that was older than me. And they was telling me about it. I was like, oh, I can do that. Mm-hmm. You know, to study something that I wouldn't be bored with. You know, I didn't just want to study anything and just feel like I'm dragging my feet.
Yeah.
College. So that was the best decision I could have made for myself, for sure.
I took a PR class in college. I was a media and communications major at my school. Yeah. On the island. Yeah. And it was just like, I feel like they kind of go like hand in hand, but the PR class. Yeah, like the PR class was cool. Like I felt like it was cool to kind of be on, I wouldn't say like the opposite side, it's kind of the opposite side of journalism, but I feel like we're kind of like cousins in like yeah. the same respect, because yeah. all the PR girls I know, super cool, super bad, like they are so nice. So I absolutely love that. And I think that PR, especially what you're doing now too with your music, now you're kind of like ahead of the game because you kind of know how to market yourself because you already right. have those tools, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely use everything that I learned, and I still talk to my professors to this day. Like, I'm still tapped in with my PR side. It's something I don't ignore because I know it's, you know, necessary as an artist. So I can use the tools and stuff that I learned from there and apply it to my artistry. But you so about them like being cousins, like it goes hand in hand. I feel like, you know, of course, with journalism, it's way more writing.
Mm-hmm.
To me, it takes more personality for public relations. Like you have to be True. More there.
True.
Exposure.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like it. I mean, I'm just talking like for being a journalist too. If there, you can kind of be a little bit more on the quiet side of journalism if you choose not to do interviews or, you know, and stuff like that. But when you're in PR, I feel like you have to love to talk. If you don't love to talk, it's not going to be like that easy for you. It's not going to be a good like, transition.
Right. Right.
No, but that's super cool. I love that. And then besides like being PR, going to Howard, like you're also a hairstylist. And I saw that you had, as you can see, her hair looks beautiful. You can see, like, I also saw that you were able to do like Northwest hair before. Yeah. Like that is so freaking cool. How did that come about?
Yeah, she's a great kid. I enjoy being working with her and doing her hair and stuff. So Kia Harper, she is her lead hairstylist.
Oh, okay.
I work with her and assist with her from time to time. And so I get to have these great experiences of doing celebrity hair and celebrity kids' hair. It's amazing. So shout out to Kia.
Yes. No, that's like so cool. And like, I think North, like her parents, like, I guess I like, give her the opportunity to really like experiment with her styles, but still look like a kid, you know? So I love that with like so much like blue hair and everything like that, but it's still so cute.
Very always knows what style she wants and stuff. So yeah.
Yeah. She's definitely a fashion girly, you know, too, in the making.
Sure.
So let's talk about your music. Like you just released Silent Mode and then, but before you released Silent Mode, you released Hoes Mad and Shades Off. So uh-huh. Which I feel like are two completely different vibes.
Absolutely.
Right. This year, completely different vibes. And I think that when I was talking about, you have very like, you were very able to like transfer over like your like singing into like Hoes Mad, where you're like kind of like rapping and everything like that. So which song did you find like the hardest to create out of those like three even?
The hardest was Shades Off because I think that it has like a more pop sound. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to try something different. I love to experiment. I never like to say what I can't do. Mm-hmm. Even if I, you know, like my style or what I'm known to do, I'm gonna still try and mm-hmm. my best. So that was a different kind of work experience in the studio and recording that song. So I think that one. And then Hoes Mad is just like, that's my alter ego. Like I like to style and rap like with my friends and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really like to do it on record often because I just never wanted to be recognized as a rapper. But mm-hmm. so many people had the song before I even released it. Everybody's like, you need to drop it. You need to drop it. But it's just something that I like to do for fun. I don't know. We'll see. I may drop some more bars for y'all. We don't know. No promises. No. But and then of course irony, like that's just my love. That's my language. Like I can do that in my sleep. So yeah.
Yeah, I felt even like listening to that song, I feel like when I listen to it, I don't know why, but I felt like it would be such a great song in the background of like a TV show or something.
Oh, is that for me, Adam?
Yes. No, seriously, I could hear it like someone like a guy and like a cool like very like lovely scene, like I don't know, that's what I was thinking about like in my head. I want to feel like I'm like an A&R or something and like can do like film and TV music one day, and I'm just like I would pick that for like a scene in a show if I was directing it or something.
I agree.
Yes.
More people need to hear Silent Mode.
Seriously, it's such a good track. Seriously.
Thank you.
You're welcome. What was like the inspiration behind creating that track?
I definitely wanted to like express a more mature side, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's what that was about for me.
and just switching up my tone a little bit and how I address my music. So like, for the most part, my sound, like I have a very strong voice. So like recording that song, it was like pretty chill. I had to be like in my soft girl era.
It was light. I could feel your voice is very, very light on that track.
Hey, I couldn't sing that song how I sing my other songs. So that was just like a cool experience to do that. So just like, you know, like you don't always have to deliver every song the same exact way, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah, that's how that song went. And yeah, I really like how it came out. I love how it's being received. Mm-hmm. So much good feedback. And I'm just excited to create more and, you know, deliver a new project to you guys.
Yes. Definitely. We definitely want a project from you for sure. And I mean, you just gave us another project last year, but you know, you're not going to be mad at it. Like if you want to bless us a little bit more, keep going, bless us. We're not going to be mad at that.
Yeah. I have to know what you guys like. I have to keep improving and seeing, you know, what sticks the most.
Mm-hmm. And I think by you trying out different sounds too, like you're going to see what's being like received more from your fans too. And mm-hmm. obviously just like letting people know, like the song is out and you're here and you do a great job of just like, you know, promoting yourself and everything like that. So I think that, I think that like, it's definitely going to be such a cool project. Would you say that you would want more of like a silent mode type of like songs on your new album or project, or would you say you want to do experimental
for the I want to stay in that lane. Like this is a sound that I want to like create everything else around, so that's what I'm going. It's definitely not going to be a duplicate of my previous sounds. Like we're gonna go see where, you know, and grow it and see how it goes.
Yes. So you talked a little bit about like maybe some plans you have for the rest of the year. So mm-hmm. do you think that like releasing a project or like some live performances, like what can you tell us that we have next?
You all can expect a new project and more shows closer to the end of the year. That's what I can say.
Okay. Okay. So, I'll be waiting.
I won't put any dates out there, but just know it's coming. It's
coming. Yes.
My goal is to have more shows outside of my hometown and LA. I would love to, you know, perform in other cities some more and get on different stages and festivals and all of that. You know, like I definitely want to experience new crowds and meet new people and grow my fan base.
Yes. Please come to New York. I would absolutely love to go to a show.
I'm coming.
Yes.
I'm coming. That's on my list. So I've performed in New York maybe like 3 times before.
Okay. So
I love New York. It's always a good vibe. New York is just love music in a different way. Like,
yeah.
Y'all don't at all. So it's like y'all always trying to have a good time and vibe and supportive of even upcoming artists. So whenever I perform there, I always get love. So I'm off of New York.
Yes. Like I'm really a Jersey girl, but I go over there for concerts. But I know it's like,
oh, well, yeah. Girl, though, New York and New Jersey, like, y'all are cousins for real.
Yeah, we really are cousins. Like, I mean, like, there's, like, some hatred from the New York side sometimes, but it's just, like, I'm literally in Jersey. Like, I'm not far from the city at all. Like, 30 minutes on the train. So over there, we just, like, go for entertainment and obviously music and stuff. So, and they have so many more venues than we have. So it'll be just amazing to see you live.
It's fake beef.
It is fake beef. It is. It is. A lot of New Yorkers come here to live. So what does that have to say about it anyway?
Listen, y'all got Whitney Houston. That's the biggest. Okay.
Yes, we really do. Oh, I love Whitney. Oh.
That's about Jersey. That's enough for me.
Absolutely. So where can we listen to you, follow you to keep up with your music?
My music is on all platforms. My name is Saneit, S-A-N-E-I-T, and I am on IG and Instagram and TikTok at I Am Saneit, I-A-M-S-A-N-E-I-T.
Perfect. Yes. So we're definitely going to follow you and keep up with your music. She does a great job of like keeping her fans updated. She even has like a broadcast channel. So check her out on there. Period. So we're going to go now into our hot topic. And that is going to be, it's kind of, I based it off of her latest release, which is Silent Mode, out now. So go and stream that for us. And we're talking about having our phone on silent. Like, are you a do not disturb warrior, or you always have your phone on? You're always right next to your phone.
My phone is always on silent mode.
Seriously, same.
I don't know. It's something about that ringer, girl. It's something about that ringer. I can't. But also, my phone is always connected to my speaker, and my speaker alerts. So okay. It's like my phone is on silent mode. I still like kind of hear notifications, but I'm definitely a silent mode girl. Give me like a vibrate. Give me a vibe. That ringer, that ringtone, that iPhone ringtone is too much.
I can't. I literally can't, like, even with the alarm on Apple, I absolutely hate it. I'm going to have to get just like back to maybe like a song ringtone. I don't know what it is, but I just or maybe a legit alarm clock, like go old school. I hate having it on my phone.
Actually better, like, so that we're not on our phones to have a traditional alarm clock and set it. So that might definitely be better than the phone.
Especially because you can get some of them now with like the light that kind of like wakes you up and all of that. Like we said, we're in our soft girl era. Like, I just want to be woken up like Snow White and like the birds at my windowsill. I'm like, good morning. Like, I don't want no harsh Apple ringtone. They got to change that.
Alarm clock, it feels like it literally shakes you out your sleep.
Yes.
I'm already off to a crazy start. You don't have to wake me up like that.
I know, right? It's like, I'm not even trying to like get up right now. Like, let me like snooze for a little bit. But I feel like, so even with your phone too, like you say, you're a do not disturb. I'm the same way. So how does your like friends and family kind of react to that? Cause mine be giving me hell. They'd be like, Autumn, don't pick up the phone. Like, yeah. You finally picked up. It's like a whole drama.
I think I have it set up a certain way though, because it's like you can get through.
True.
Like you can like your list or whatever, but for the most part, I kind of just try to be alert and mindful.
Very mindful. Very demure.
Very mindful. Because. House for my mom and not, yeah, that's just enough. That's just trouble. I don't want those guys. So yeah, I feel you on that. Family do definitely like, what's going on? Why are you not answering the phone and stuff? So yeah, I do try to like adjust my settings and stuff and make sure. But it's really because I do hear. I don't try to ignore anybody, but I just be in the zone and stuff.
You're just busy. I feel like it honestly like tones down my creativity, but my productivity when my phone is on and I'm like constantly checking like, oh, someone liked something on Instagram. Someone followed me on TikTok. Like that's how my brain just like keeps going and going. I'm like constantly checking it. So I need to like put it away.
I'm about to get a flip phone. How about that?
Yeah.
Back to the Nokias. Like, it's just too much. Too many apps. Too many alerts, like, yeah. So yeah, definitely silent mode me, please.
yes. I 100% agree. So we're going to go into our last segment and we're going to get to know Saneit a little bit more. So we're going to start off by What is your zodiac sign?
I'm a Taurus.
Okay.
April 29th.
Oh, wow. Okay. I'm an Aries, so I'm like, I'm March 27th. Yes.
Hey.
March 27th.
Oh, you're March Aries. Okay, March.
Yes.
Okay.
I love Taurus people, though.
Yeah, I get along with you all really well. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you guys are a vibe for sure. Okay, if you could be the sponsor of, like, your favorite snack, what would it be?
Oh, my gosh. Emma, please, sign me. Peanut M&M's. I'm not a candy girl, but that, I'll get up and show you, but it's embarrassing how huge of a bag of M&M's I have. Like, my mom's M&M's all the time because I love them.
Really? And
the barbecue curly Fritos.
Oh, those are busting.
I just had a bag yesterday. It's so good. It's an addiction at this point. I can't stop. Every time I go by 7-Eleven, I gotta grab.
So good. Those are so good.
Those are my two for sure.
who was your teen celebrity crush?
My teen celebrity crush was Chris Brown, Breezy Gang.
He was mine too.
definitely. Oh, he was great. He was great coming up. And was there another one? I think before him, it might have been Lil Romeo.
Yes. Yeah. I used to love his show.
Yes.
Yes. A film or TV character that you relate to the most.
Oh my gosh, that's hard because
It could be an old school one too.
Know if I relate to, but my friends used to say that I act like Candace from Phineas and Ferb.
That's such a randomly good one. I love that.
Yes. I can't even think, like, I don't know, but I do love Phineas and Ferb, so we're just gonna go with Candace.
That's really fine. Okay. Something you were really proud that you accomplished lately.
I'm proud I started the year off with my second headlining show. I sold out City Winery in Chicago. So that was so amazing. 300 seats. I was just like, over the moon, like, oh my gosh. I really worked hard for that accomplishment, and I'm still kind of sitting on a high for that. Like, wow, like,
yes.
I'm really, really, really strong. So that's something that I'm super proud of myself about. Like, wow, like, you're headlining your own shows now. So, yeah.
I love that. Congratulations. That is a really, really big accomplishment. An artist that you'd like to collab with, dead or alive?
I want that Sierra collaboration so bad. Like, I love CeCe. And she a tall, you know, like, I really look up to her a lot. Like, she a tall girl.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yes, long legs. Yeah, she's one of my, definitely an inspiration of mine. When I'm, like, looking for, you know, inspirations and looks that I want to pull off, I always, like, Google her and look to her because, like, her physique reminds me a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I love
fashionista.
Definitely a collab. Missy Elliott is someone I always wanted to collab with as well.
Yes. So this is a fill in a blank. So it's like, I cannot live without blank.
Okay.
So what can you live with? You can't live without.
I can't live without. Ooh, I can't live without lip gloss.
Yes.
I'm gonna have me some lip gloss in my pocket, in my purse, at home,
in a car.
Yeah, you gotta have your car lip gloss, your lip gloss in your purse, your lip gloss in your house, backup
lip gloss, yep, all of that.
It's another fill in the blank. If I weren't a singer, I would be blank.
If I weren't a singer, I would be a swimmer.
Ooh, okay. That's really cool. So lastly, one thing you want to manifest for yourself for the rest of this year, something you want to accomplish.
One thing I want to manifest for the rest of the year. I want to headline another show, but bigger and better.
Hey, yes.
Sell out more seats this time.
It's gonna happen.
I receive.
Yeah. Yes. Thank you so, so much for talking with me today.
For having me. This was so fun.
Seriously. It was like, I could even tell online that you have like such like a cool, cool personality. So I'm telling you off camera, it's like, you seem such a cool, like down to earth, hilarious person, literally laughing the whole time.
We got a hangout, girl.
Yes, seriously. And you know, Sunny's in New Jersey too, or I am. So whenever you're over here, like, please, please let me know. We can go out and do something. I would love that.
We're planning something. So I'm definitely headed that way.
Yes. Okay. So we're going to follow you, and you can find all of Sunny's socials online at beyondtherecordpodcast.com. And yeah, thank you so much for listening.